You could buy a 4-bushel sack of oats for 90 cents, and a 100-pound sack of meal for 90 cents.
Times have changed.
And people used to buy sometimes apples by the barrel. Small barrel of apples.
How about nails? How did you?
They were bought by the keg.
Is that like a barrel?
Small barrel.
What kind of barrels did you have here? Were they those?
Mostly oak barrels.
Did they have the little metal?
The rims around it, the staves, they call them. No, stave was the pieces, the side of the barrel. They fit together. And they were beveled so that they fit tight, and then you put an iron band around it and to keep them in place. Try this call again. Her family in...
Your wife's family?
In El Paso, one of her sisters lived out there about 30 years now. And she's the luckiest woman I ever saw in her life. She lost, unlucky losing her husband, but she has 3 sons. And they all get along beautifully, and the wives get along beautifully. And they all get along beautifully with the parents. And nobody interferes with anybody else at all. And the youngest boy, and his wife had their first child just before Christmas, about 3 weeks before Christmas, I believe. We hadn't seen her, so we went out and I spent the weekend, and the wife stayed to play bridge for a week. She's coming back, and she says they're my great nephews and nieces, but as far as they're concerned, I'm just the woman who lives with Uncle Will. I started giving them a quarter every time, or sending them. The grandparents would go be down to see us, and I'd send them quarters back. And then we have a sack of quarters for each one on the Christmas tree, Christmas. And the oldest boy, the oldest son of Mary's, said they're gonna grow up and you're gonna be known as their two-bit uncle. They were the sweetest kids I ever saw in my life. And I never see my own grandchildren, so I just call them my El Paso grandchildren. And they're the sweetest things to me that you ever saw. They make me feel like I'm real important in their lives, and I guess I am. But they were 7 of those children for a long time. You could get all 7 of them in a room at one time, and there were no fights, no fusses. The parents never raised their voice. If one of them started to get out of line, they called the child by name, and that was all. Never. And the kids all adore them, and it's the sweetest family I ever saw. Because being an only child, I missed not having sisters and brothers. This business here now is, started out as 6 divisions, and then went to 5. One aunt died and left her nephews and nieces her property. Now there are 42, I believe, interested in this business. My wife calls me the godfather, that I'm the godfather.